This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abraham. We continue in the Hakdama of the Mishnah Brura, just again to get a little bit more of the historical background. As we mentioned, the Chafetz Chaim began writing the Mishnah Brura after he made a petition to certain Gedolim, most notably Rabbi Aryeh Leib Mistavavisk, the author Pnei Aryeh HaChai, and the Gedolim told him, Kraina digarti, you lahavi parvanka. It's your idea, Chavetz Chaim. You should write it. So the Chavetz Chaim began by writing Hilchos Tzitzis and Hilchos Tefillin, and it was the summer in the city of Lipnishak, and the Chavetz Chaim met a man after his own heart. His name was Rabbi Yehoshua, a certain Rabbi Yehoshua, who was a businessman in Vilna, and at age 30, he left his business and he learned Bahasmada for 50 years. And to this individual, the sword of the Chafetz Chaim revealed his inner yearning to present halacha to Klal Yisrael. Because the basic thing is, most people don't ask Rabbanim Shailos. You know, if someone has a Shailos, so they'll ask the Rav, Hilchos Pesach, or sometimes other Shailos. But if somebody doesn't know what bracha to make on a food, very rare, they're going to call up a Rav. You know, I just ate a certain amount of quinoa. What bracha achroina do I make? You know, people are not going to call up a Rav for Shailos of Brichas Hanehenin, and often not when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos. Now, before the Chavetz Chaim began on this great project, he invested great resources and efforts to acquire all the Svarim of the Rishonim. Now, that's not like today. Today, if you want to buy Svarim, you go to 10 different Svarim stores. You can usually get whatever you need. The Chavetz Chaim made sure to buy all the books of the Rishonim, all the books of the Poskim that were composed after Shulchan Aruch, both from the Chachmei Ashkenaz and the Chachmei Sfard, so that the Piskei Mishneh Brura will be based on authoritative Psak. And the Chavetz Chaim would write, Tamid Hoida Hashem, Chavetz Chaim would always thank Hashem that he would always manage to get a hold of just the sefer that he needed. The Chavetz Chaim's son-in-law says that he heard from the Chavetz Chaim himself that many, many times the Chavetz Chaim needed a particular sefer that he was missing in his library. And miraculously, just when he needed that sefer, a Moicher Svarim came to the city, knocked on his door, and he just happened to have that sefer, and the Chafetz Chaim would always see the acquisition of a particular sefer as a siyata d'shmayim and hashamayim, that the Ribbono Shel Olam was maskim with his efforts in compiling the Mishneh Brura. Okay, so we continue in the Hakdama. We're on the third column now. And the Chafetz Chaim is telling us that the same way we need to eat in this world for a person to be energized, we also have to make sure we fuel up for a very, very long existence in Olam Haba. Now, of all the mitzvahs we observe, the one that will give us the most fuel is Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah is the greatest mitzvah, and furthermore, each word of Torah that we learn is a mitzvah in and of itself. Says the Chavetz Chaim, V'hinei av shel limud HaTorah hu shekol ma she'adam lo yilmed afilu b'kodshim v'taharos, even though when it comes to learning, it doesn't matter what a person's learned, whether it's kodshim, whether it's taharos, hu mekayim mitzvah saseh d'talmud Torah, you mekayim mitzvah doi raisa, whatever you learn, you could be learning erechin, you could be learning yevamis, mikol makom ikar limud ha'adam. The primary learning of a person, Sarach Liois Belimud Hamevu De Maisa, should be learning that brings to action. V'yakein Amru Chazal, therefore our rabbis told us, Oyev Hashem Sharei Tzion, God loves the gateways of Zion, Mikom Mishkanos Yaakov, which we darshan, Oyev Hashem Sha'orim HaMetzuyonim BaHalacha, God loves the gateways that excel in Halacha, Yoiser Mibate Knoisiois Ubate Midrasha Shabi Yaakov, more than the shuls and the Bate Midrashim. In other words, if one person is learning Daf Yoimi and another person is learning Shulchan Aruch with the Mishneh Brura, God loves the learning of Shulchan Aruch with the Mishneh Brura more than He loves the learning of Daf Yoimi. If you could say such a thing, who are we to say what God loves? That's why Hashem told us. He told us, I love all learning, but what I love more than anything is Halacha l'maisa. V'ayin b'yaradeya, b'shach sham, look in the yaradeya, and we mentioned this last Wednesday night, shehivi b'shem aprisha, d'tzar kaladam lumayt halachis b'chol yom, a person has to learn halacha every day, k'dei sha'alimad yivyanu l'dei maisa, so that learning brings to action. V'ayidei limud ha'halachis, muftach ha'adam l'dei chayim abba, by learning halacha, a person is vouchsafed to get to the world to come. Ach she'izar, lumayt b'chol yom, you just have to make sure to learn every day, k'dei isa b'gemara, tanad b'eliyahu, kal hashar na halachas b'chol yom, anyone who learns halach every day, muftach lo yishu ben oylem abba, v'yisa b'meder shaychar toiv, bar kapara oymer, Bar Kapara says, Lomad Adam Tre Halachis Bitsafra Utre Baramsha. If somebody learns two halachas in the morning, two in the evening, Kiyim Bazai fulfills Uvasai Rasai Yege Yoimam Valaila. Vihine Lufize Nirabalel. Accordingly, based on this piece of information, that Hashem loves the learning of halacha more than any other limud, then it would come out of all the chalakim of Shulchan Aruch, which one is the most important? It would come out to chelek arachayim hu hayoyser muktam l'limud lakol. In other words, if a person has 15 minutes a day to learn, what should he learn? Gemara or halacha? Halacha. Which halacha? Arachayim. Even though you need to know all four chalakim, kamakim, chelak zehu muktam lekol. This chelak takes precedence over everything. Because knowing it is necessary every single day of life. Uvelado, without it, lo yarim ish haYisraeli es yadav es raglay. No Jew can lift up his hand or his foot. Venu chaloymar, and you could say zehu kavanas hakosov. This is the meaning of the pasuk. Ushmartem es chukoysai vias mishpat. Now we could interpret. It says, you will preserve my statutes and laws that you will perform and live by them. Now what's Shmira? Ki Shmira ze ha-Mishnah. Shmira is Mishnah, like Rashi says in Parshas Emor. And what should your Mishnah be? Ushmartem. What should you learn? Uma yilmad adam etchila asher yasa. What you should learn first is something practical. Hainu halimudim hanoigim lamaisa b'chol yom yimei chayav. Those limudim that apply every day of one's life. Now, by the way, just sort of as an explanation for the general hug of people, that the majority of learning is most often subjects that are not relevant, you know. A lot of people learning Yevamos. Now, Chassam Sofer writes that our Mesoira is that by learning in depth, even areas of Torah that have no practical relevance, it inflames the heart in Yer Shamayim in a way sometimes even that practical does not. But again, this is just an explanation, but it's not a justification. Practically speaking, if someone has limited time, of course, it's all logic dictates. You need to learn what's most relevant. Va'ach kashen esboine nira. When we contemplate, we'll see Shaban Maseno Rabim Mu'atim Ho'anoshim Hakom Limudim Ozeh. There are very few people that learn practical halacha. Vahainu, and what? We're not talking about people who are not observant. We're talking about God-fearing people. They want to strengthen in the fortress of Torah learning and fulfilling the mitzvahs. Even these people, they are not proficient in regular practical halacha. V'lanoshim ke'elu, even these people, hayamin ha'roi, it is fitting, shekoidim kol halimudam, before all their learning, hayatzarach liyos baki b'chelek hazeh, they need to be proficient in this portion, kidei leida es hadarach asher yelech ba, for them to know the road to go on. V'chasarti ladas sibas hadavar. Says the Chafetz Chaim, I investigated. What is their cause? What's the reason that people will learn everything under the sun and they won't learn what they need to do l'maisa? U'matzasi kishtayim hena. Chafetz Chaim says there are two main reasons. Number one, and we're going to try to read both reasons today because we want to finish the Hakdama tomorrow. Achas, ki haShulchan Aruch levadoi bilti limud haTorah, who can save rachasim? Because if you just learn the Shulchan Aruch and you don't go back to the Torah, then it's like a sealed book. Ki haBeis Yosef kishasida haShulchan Aruch, when the Rabbi Yosef Karo arranged the Shulchan Aruch, hayadaitoi, his intent was not you're just going to read it like a kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Sheyomenu mitchila zikrei adinim mekarsem b'Torah Beis Yosef. He felt you would first learn the Torah, you would learn the explanation of the Beis Yosef, And then, after having all the rationale and all the various opinions, then you would get the bottom line in the Shulchan Aruch. This way, every person would have the halacha settled with its reason and its rationale and its depth. The problem is that to go back to the Torah and the Beis Yosef, you're going to find so many shittos by every detail. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch set for us his pure table, leida halacha lemaisa b'chol din v'din, to know what to do lemaisa. So in other words, the Shulchan Aruch is the executive summary, which only really makes sense if you learned all the background. But to go straight to the executive summary, you don't know the background, it's almost empty learning. The Shulchan Aruch never thought people would just learn Shulchan Aruch. You know, that would be like saying today, yeah, I learned halacha, I learned the names of all the simanim of Shulchan Aruch, yeah. Yeah, it says Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, okay. Hilchos Tzitzis, Hilchos Tfilin. Okay, it says Hilchos Tfila. Okay, yeah, I learned Halacha. That's what it is to learn Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is just the captions after you learned the Torah and Beis Yosef. The Shulchan Aruch never had a Havam, you know, you're going to learn Shulchan Aruch straight up. It's impossible to understand the halacha if you don't know the background. And also, you need to know the reasons, because by learning the reasons, there'll be many nafkaminas l'maisa. You know, you learn halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Is it something that's good to do, better to do, I have to do? Is it d'oraisa, d'rabbanan? Shulchan Aruch doesn't always say. Some things are l'charchila, some things are l'ikuva af b'dieved, gam dover shumid d'oraisa, you have items which are biblical, v'dover shumid d'rabbanan, and you need to know the chiyuv to know what to do b'makam safek, v'nafkamin l'inyat safek, u'chahay gavna oid kama in yonim atzumim v'chosim atzimin, and many other ramifications in every simin, asher lo yizborer lo adam ki im al yedei yediyas tameyam, that there's no way to know it unless you know the reason. So you say, okay, I'll go learn the Torah and Beis Yosef. So we say to you, lots of luck. You have 4 hours a day to learn the Torah and the Beis Yosef. To learn the source of every din in the Torah and the Beis Yosef, yichbad ze bezmaninu ma'od al adam, is very difficult. Number one, our minds are weak. Says the Chafetz Chaim, in our generation, our mind is weak. And if the Chafetz Chaim wrote this 100 years ago, then our minds have become even weaker. There's so many things that people are busy with. If a person, bizman hazeh, 100 years ago, wanted to know one simin halacha lemaisa by learning Torah and Beis Yosef, yitztarech lamo boy kama yomim, it would take many days, v'lefamim kama shavuos, and sometimes many weeks. K'may simin lamed beis, like Hilchos Safros. Unless you're a genius and independently wealthy. That's the first reason. The first reason is, you know why nobody learns halach l'maisa? How are you supposed to do it? To learn the Shulchan Aruch? You can't learn Shulchan Aruch without Tor Beis Yosef. To learn Tor Beis Yosef, you have to be brilliant and independently wealthy. That's reason number one. Reason number two, Siba Shnia Shegaram Lamait Limana Shulchan Aruch Ladaitihu. The second reason is it's very difficult to know what to do lemaisa, mivnei hischalkus roiv hadeos hamuva v'achrenim, because there are so many opinions in the later authorities. I don't know what to do. Should I follow the Gra? Should I follow the Magen Avram? Should I follow the Magen Avram and the Taz, or should I follow Shulchan Aruch and the Rama? Should I follow the Magen Avram, or should I follow the Chaye Adam and the Chemed Moshe and the Magen Giborim and the Prima Gadim? Ve'in Adam Yodei Echlef Noses Azlim. I know this. I don't know. Should I go to the right? Should I go to the left? The Chasher Yirtza Adam Tamil Achmer. But you say I'll always be Machmer. Gamzei Neno Derech Kavusha. This is not a good Mahalach. Ki Pamim Rabbis Hu Chumra Da'asli Dei Kula. Very often, yeah, I'm going to be Machmer. So I'm going to be Machmer. I'm going to do this Chumra that will take me an extra hour, and I'm going to be missing many other mitzvahs. Okay, Merv Rabbeisai. So the Chafetz Chaim is telling us three important things today. Number one, the most important learning, the learning which is most beloved to Hashem, is Halacha L'maisa. Why are people not learning Halacha L'maisa? Number one, the Shulchan Aruch alone is not understandable without the Torah and the Beis Yosef, and to learn the Torah of Beis Yosef Zman Hazeh is very difficult. And number two, there's so many opinions, so I don't know what to do L'maisa. So we'll finish Bezus Hashem, the Hakdama, tomorrow. Again, these four shirim that are going to be this week were a little longer, I think, than once we start the main material. I just wanted to be able to finish the Hakdama this week. Thanks, everybody, for joining. Have a great day. Kol Tov. If you want, you could join us for our shir later this morning, 10:45. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.